Thurles is a town synonymous with the sport of hurling, and normally on a day like this, at the start of the Munster Hurling Championship, the town would be packed with supporters eagerly awaiting throw-in. Well, it's very different today. At 3:45 today, Clare and Limerick will do battle in a pretty much empty stadium. Well, we can go live now to Thurles, to RTE's Martin Kiley. Martin, some people, they call Thurles the home of hurling. I suppose people in Cork might disagree with that, but you're there to cover the match between Limerick and Clare today. What's it been like around the town this morning? Very different, I imagine.
Well, a very eerie place compared to what it normally would be, Justin. You could expect a match today, 25,000-30,000 people would be in Thurles. They would be moving early from all parts of the country, all parts of the County Clare and Limerick, to be there in time to get the usual parking place that they would always get, to open the boot, have their sandwich and sit into the boot and look at the world go by as it is. But that certainly wasn't the case in Thurles today. A very, very sombre mood around the whole place. An unusual kind of a backdrop to what is the Munster Hurling Championship that is famous for generations of people. The birthplace of the GAA, to look at Hayes's Hotel, to look at all the shops, the vast majority of the pubs, all closed up. And for most people, they will have to watch the game today on television.
Yeah, Thurles is a very special day on Munster Championship days like today, but very different, as you say. I know you've been speaking to some people in the town earlier, Martin, and let's hear what they've had to say to you.
It's very disappointing in Thurles at the moment, especially with the fans not being allowed to go to the match. It's terrible, like. But it's being televised, it's the only thing, and that's where people are going to see it. It's the only way they're going to get to see it, and like, it's good that we get to see it on the telly.
You're from the town here. It would normally be a very different place.
Oh, I'd be buzzing from the early morning. Do you know, pubs be opening. Do you know, no pubs in Thurles opened today. Like, unreal. Like,
Paul McKevitt of McKevitt's Supermarket here in Thurles. Paul, a very, very different environment.
Yes, definitely. I mean, we're used to having a nice buzz around here on a Sunday, all the different teams coming in and the crowds around and a bit of atmosphere going around the place. But as you can see now, a few cars drive up down the square, but nobody's walking around. Definitely unusual now, you know.
It's very different, isn't it, Paul?
Totally. I mean, we all love the match days here in town. It creates a whole atmosphere of the town, gives a bit of a buzz. So it's pity to see that gone. And for the supporters and for everybody, even the players play up in the stadium with an empty pitch and no supporters, nobody shouting you on. You know, it can't be the same for them, you know.
Supermarket owner Paul McKevitt speaking to you there, Martin. There might be no supporters in the stadium. It might be the start of winter. We might be in the middle of a pandemic, but the game today will be live on RTE radio and television. And a lot of people have been waiting a long time, just over 7 months, I think, for action like this. It's something to warm up a dark day like today, isn't it?
Well, it is. There's an old saying here in Thurles, Justin, if you can see the devil's bit, today mightn't be too bad. We can see the devil's bit. The pitch here in Thurles is in immaculate condition. There's only one man on the pitch at the moment, and unless my eyes are against me, that's Tommy Walsh, the great Kilkenny hurler. He's out. He's had a walk around the pitch. He's taking a picture here. And yes, it's Limerick and Clare, and there are two counties. Clare will have to come through Limerick to be involved in today's Munster Championship. There would normally be streams of cars and hold-ups in Borrisaleigh making their way to Thurles. They won't have that today. You've two teams, Limerick under manager John Kiley, All-Ireland champions in 2018. Brian Lohan, that great Clare hurler, now the manager of Clare. So the scene is set. There'll probably be more stewards than players here, even though there are no supporters in the stadium. But all of the razzmatazz that we would normally associate is not here, but there are cameras, there are microphones, there Indeed. Are cameras at all angles here to take the game.
All right, well, Martin Kiley, thank you very much. And that game between Clare and Limerick will be shown live on RTE2 television, with coverage also by our colleagues in RTE Radio Sport coming up after this programme.